If you're in the antiques business, this economy might still have you feeling a little cuckoo.
I'm like a bulldog. I keep hanging on.
Sometimes the numbers from Wall Street don't tell the whole story. At Our Place Antiques in Fairfield, Connecticut, Gary Piccirillo has noticed a trend. More people selling their furniture and family heirlooms.
It's either I'm losing my house, my husband just got laid off, we're going to move in with my parents, or we're going to move out of the area. And then I got people coming in who just, you know, haven't eaten today. And it's kind of sad, a little pitiful, because they're not used to it. They're not used to selling family heirlooms off.
Same story in Verona, New Jersey at Remember When Antiques. Ralph Cochi.
Now they're starting to trend to sell some of their better stuff. Their Ladros, their Lalique, their Limoges pieces. Now they're looking for a little money. Their sterling silver sets and stuff are coming up for grabs now.
Really? What does that tell you?
That tells me that they need money. That's what it tells me. Everybody's hurting for money. They're laid off and they're not working right now, and you know, they're trying to find jobs and make ends meet.
The evidence is anecdotal, but it speaks to the lingering effects of the recession and the pain still being felt. Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. You are listening to a 1948 Rockola jukebox. There were only 6,000 made. Gary Piccirillo has plenty of rare stuff at Our Place Antiques in Fairfield, Connecticut, because in this economy, more people are selling than buying.
I ask these people, why are you selling this? Because, you know, you're not going to get what you could have gotten 5 years ago. Then they come out and tell me, it's either I'm losing my house, my husband just got laid off.
For some of his customers, the recession lingers. People are selling heirlooms and furniture as they downsize or relocate across country to a new job.
I can fill a 20,000 square foot building with high quality mahogany 1940s furniture.
Now to another well-to-do suburban area, West Essex County, New Jersey, Verona, and Remember When Antiques.
I'm getting more calls for selling than I am buying. Lalique, Limoges, and stuff like that. They're looking for a few more dollars with selling their nicer collectibles.
Ralph Cochi keeps hearing the same sob story.
A lot of them that are out of work that are trying to sell.
He says people are adjusting to the new economy.
That I noticed a lot of in the last 2 years, where they were moving from big, nice houses into smaller ones, and they couldn't fit their bedroom sets that they had in the spare rooms that we would buy them.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.